earlier today, I took my veto pen and used it to stand with law enforcement and keep lethal weapons away from our schools.
In attendance for the veto message, officers from 5 statewide law enforcement and 2 state prosecutor associations, including Dane County Sheriff Gary Hamblin.
As you can see from the turnout today, there is a strong consensus among many in the Wisconsin law enforcement community that the concealed carry legislation is not good for Wisconsin. It places a substantial additional burden on sheriff's offices throughout the state, puts more guns on the street, and makes the job of a law enforcement officer much more difficult.
Governor Doyle vetoed the bill as passed out of the legislature in its entirety.
Despite all of their last-minute changes and late-night amendments, the bill passed by the legislature would allow concealed weapons in crowded shopping malls during the holidays, public libraries, public buildings, boys and girls clubs, banks, universities, movie theaters, concert venues like Alpine Valley, Summerfest, parades, parking lots, farmers markets, and the state fair.
Doyle says the only amendment that would have made him sign the bill was one that would have banned carrying concealed weapons. Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer says the bill was carefully crafted, designed to provide a measure of personal protection. The veto now sets the stage for an override attempt. The state assembly's last vote on the bill was too shy of the 2/3 needed to override. The state senate would need 22 votes to override, and its last vote was 24-8 to approve an earlier version of the bill. Senate Minority Leader John Erpenbach says he now has the votes to sustain the veto. Panzer says switching votes would be political suicide. Governor Doyle says some legislators voted in favor of concealed carry, knowing his veto would be the backstop.
A lot of the Republicans that voted for this have never supported, been any kind of vocal supporter of anything like this in the past. But like I say, I think a lot of people expected that the grown-up was going to step in and take care of it.
Doyle includes some Democrats who voted in favor as counting on his veto as cover. No date has been set for an override vote. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.